We've got Alan Cleveland up next. Alan says his socks might be mismatched, and he's been 1,000 different people in a single life, but beginning again is written in his DNA. Please welcome Alan.
All right, so Dave got a hold of me 2 days ago and said, can you share a story? And I was like, okay, what's the topic? And he said, begin again. So I was like, yeah, I can probably fiddle 7 minutes out of this. But, and by the way, I'm not even wearing socks tonight, so, but there's that. What I was hoping was that he was going to tell me WTF. This is what we got. A few years ago, actually 10 years, 11 years ago, 2008, December, I started bleeding. And I would get a pain in my stomach. And if I didn't make it to the toilet in the next minute or two, I would be bloody. And I know there's probably doctors in the house and pharmacists and all you people out there that do those type of things. I am a legitimate DNR, right? If I fall down here tonight, anybody resuscitates me, I'll begin again by like punching them in the throat. So leave me be. I, the pains belong to me. And so I got to this point where I couldn't go to work. I couldn't. So I had no source of revenue. I wouldn't go to the doctor. And I just started making a plan that I was going to divest myself of the world and go for my little walk in the woods. And it's something I probably will do again if, you know, situations like that arise. I think I'll take a walk someday. I'm going to find my resting place, and I'll look up into the evening sky. Some say it's suicide, but I still say the world's got to have some space where a man can just lay down his head and die. And this is where I'll sing my song. This is where I'll meet my end. This is where I'll move along around the final bend. This is where I'll have a chance to hear the voice deep within. I think it's telling me to dance and to confess my sins. I'll build my fires so the tide washes them away. I'll smell the rain before it begins to fall. See, in its essence, this life inspires, so I don't need another day. I just want to say thanks for them all. And no one has to look for me. No one will know that I'm gone. I'll be no burden on society. I won't be holding on. I'm going to see my time unfold. I'll watch the setting sun while looking forward to getting old, but then to being done. I think I'll take a walk someday. I'm going to find my resting place. I'll smell the rain and look into the evening sky. Confess my sins, look into the evening sky. Lay down my head, look up at the evening sky, then close my eyes. So it was middle of December. I hadn't been able to work. I wasn't making any money. I was running into debt, ran out of fuel, ran out of food. And I spent my time wrapped in a blanket and just, like, I had this idea that if I could make it to the spring, then I would, like, put my canoe in the water and just take off and spend my time out there fishing poles, guns, living in the place that you love, doing the things that you love to do. And I had a dream one night of this woman that was standing behind me, and she had her hands on my shoulders. She was standing on her toes and she was singing into the back of my neck. And I woke up and, you know, of course, as a songwriter, I figured, cool, you know, I just got a song in the middle of the night. except I couldn't remember the melody. The only thing I could remember was what that woman looked like. The next day, same thing. I'm bundled up in my blanket, in my little recliner. And I hear a voice. And it's, again, we're in the theater type setting where I hear this voice. And so I look to my right, and there's a woman sitting staring forward and another woman to the right of her. And she was staring at me singing, and it was the same woman from the night before. I told a friend about it, and he told me to start making notes. He said, you might be getting some kind of visitation. He told me about the feminine character of God or whatever, you know. And so I started making notes about this woman. And on the third night, three nights in a row, she was there again. And I was wearing this hideous, like, Holocaust cloak-looking thing. And we were standing behind a curtain. And she was holding another cloak in her arms, and it was green. And she asked me to put it on. And I put it on, and I'm standing now with these two hooded, you know, looking like the angel of death or whatever, but with a green one on. And I said, this feels ridiculous. And she said, but this is what they expect to see. I didn't get out to the beach in June like I wanted to. Not in July. It was August before I was out there. And now I'm looking out and I'm thinking, great, you know, and I'm finally out. But I'm staring right into winter. This is not the way I want it to be. I wanted to, you know, I was supposed to die in July. It's under the sun, catching fish and cooking on the fire. I got up one night to go to the bathroom, watered some bushes, crawled back into my tent. And on my way into the tent, that's where I decided this is where I'll talk to God, since I'm on my knees anyway. And I told him I was thankful. I was grateful. And that it was... I just needed a little grace. The next day, on the beach, the woman that I had seen in my dreams, three nights in a row, was down there, and we had a conversation. Her name was Grace, the very first person I met after that prayer. She took me home, and within 2 or 3 days, I quit bleeding. God is my witness.